With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. A boat carrying invasive zebra mussels was stopped late last week at an anaconda inspection station. Edward O'Brien reports.
The Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Anaconda Watercraft Inspection Station intercepted the boat Friday. FWP Aquatic Invasive Species Information Officer Liz Lodman says the cabin cruiser was being transported from Ohio to Washington's Puget Sound.
We took photos of it and samples of the mussels to see if they were viable or not, and found out later that they were completely dead. They weren't living because the boat had been out of the water for quite a period of time, so they weren't surviving on the hull.
The inspection station reported most of the mussels were found in the boat's gimbal area, the trim tabs, and several crevices. Lodman confirms the boat did not infect any Montana waters.
Right. Nope, it hadn't put in anywhere. It was just traveling through our state.
Once the mussels were discovered, the boat's exterior was hot washed and then shrink wrapped. Inspectors were not able to flush its motors or bilge pump.
When that happens, our supervisor for that area notifies the other states that the boater will be traveling through. And so that happened right away. Idaho and Washington were notified and confirmed that they received our notice.
When it arrives in Washington, it will get a thorough decontamination of any surface where mussels can attach. Again, Liz Lodman.
The watercraft inspection stations are required for anybody transporting any kind of boat into Montana from out of state. Inspections are required when you cross over the Continental Divide from east to west, or if you're going into the Flathead River Basin. So boaters just need to know you need to stop every time you see an open inspection station.
And that applies to all boats, power boats, canoes, kayaks, even paddle boards. In the 2017 legislative session, lawmakers appropriated over $12 million for monitoring and combating aquatic invasive species for the state's two-year budget. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.